This call is meeting of the House Finance Committee in order. Let the record reflect that it is 3 p.m. on Saturday, June 4th, 2016. Present, we have Representative Wilson, Representative Kawasaki, Vice Chair Sadler, I'm Co-Chair Thompson, Co-Chair Newman, we have Representative Edgman, Representative Gaddis, Representative Guttenberg, and we'll be joined by a couple others later. Before we start, please make sure your cell phones are off. We don't want to have that happening. And today we'll be taking up public testimony on House Bill 374, ADA, funds, loans, and programs, and dividend. At this time, I'd like to open public testimony, and each testifier will get 2 minutes. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Seeing none, is there anyone online? We have Kara Miller-Ordy. Ms. Miller-Ordy, excuse me, Kara. Please place yourself on the record and you'll hear your testimony.
Thank you, Chairman Thompson, members of the House Finance Committee. My name is Kara Miller-Ordy. I'm the President and CEO of the Alaska Draft Association. I do believe you received the materials that we sent to the committee yesterday on this bill, so I will keep my comments very brief in the 2 minutes. And the materials we sent and the testimony I delivered, their tax consensus to our broad membership. And I think we just want to make, you know, 3 points. The first is, ADA's intent for this bill is to attract new companies to Alaska, to get more production, to generate more state revenue, and that's already being accomplished with the current fiscal system that we have in place through the production tax and credit system. Secondly, loans should not be viewed as a replacement for credit. And we have heard from legislators and some in the administration suggest that this could be viewed as a replacement, but credits actually bring more value to the state than a loan program does. And third and finally, we just wonder why the state would want to spend limited resources for loans, as I mentioned, when credits were already achieving the desired results. So happy to take any questions based on the materials I sent, but in the essence of time, Mr. Chairman, that concludes my testimony.
Ms. Moriarty, we do have your written testimony and your written letters, and we appreciate that, and I want to thank you for your testimony today. Next, we're going to move to Mike Coons, calling in from Palmer. Mr. Coons, place yourself on the record, and we'll hear your testimony.
Yes, my name is Mike Coons from Palmer, and I oppose H.B. 236. This is one. The government's proposal today has spoken to me. Possibly in anything back from the fiscal conservative, rather than move to the end of hand back the Democrat Party for a GOP ticket. Two, from the fiscal note, it says specifically, quote, the fiscal the new fund provides the ability to finance oil and gas infrastructure development through budget financing, issuing bonds, bond guarantees, and other beneficial financial mechanisms, end quote. Yet the fiscal note is zero. How this is so when the AIDEA will be providing funds to finance development via financing bonds, bond guarantees, financial mechanisms. On me, again, we're open mirrors. As such a testimony, all members of the Finance Committee via email, not that the select committee, show this bill to the map.
Okay, Mr. Coons, thank you very much for your testimony. We do have your email in the packet, and we appreciate you sending that in. Thank you, Mr. Coons. I want to let everybody listening know that you can send written testimony. It can be sent to the House Finance Committee via LHSCFIN at akleg.gov. I'll repeat that. Written testimony can be received at House Finance Committee via LHSCFIN at akleg.gov. Is there anybody else online? Seeing that, is there anybody else in the room? I did want to note that we have Representative Guerra, Representative Pruitt, and Representative Munoz have joined us prior to going to public testimony. Seeing nobody else in the room and nobody else online, I'm going to close public testimony at this time, and I want to thank everybody for being here this Saturday afternoon. With that, we have our next House Finance Committee meeting scheduled for Monday, June 6th at 3 p.m. And with that, we are adjourned.